has joined.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
We're going to wait another minute or
Randall.
Good morning.
Morning.
Has joined.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Chimincha, Tati, Serura, Alpigimo Yutap Sadi. Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagbenu. Aharenu Nora Ufreshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Hudha
has joined.
Rem Nungimodawit Yut Kashim Barhem Taharem Rachame Sipkatcha Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh Tzadi Tav Gimel Tassim Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adatah Tet Kuf Bet Tet Nunayim Yachid Geye Lamcha Penei Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimalamed Pei Zayin Ku Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodeya Talumo Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Ta. Today's study is for the fourth Aliyah, for Parashat Vayegash. This is the shortest Aliyah that we have studied together. I think it's probably the shortest Aliyah in the Torah, but I don't know that for sure. It's a total of 8 verses. The 8 verses run from Genesis chapter 45, verse 28, to chapter 46, verse 7. There's only one verse from chapter 45. And the question that arises is, why wasn't it included in yesterday's Aliyah? And we know the answer because whatever the number was yesterday, and my memory is blank as to that. I could look it up, but whatever that number was, there was a reason for it. If it had added this verse to it, which would have been appropriate because that's the end of the paragraph. There's a space after verse 28 in the Torah scroll. But the sages determined that this was the appropriate amount. And the number 8 is talking about the world that is coming, because it's connected to the Sephirah of Bina, being the eighth Sephirah from Malchut. And the Sephirah of Bina represents the word Olam Haba, which is typically translated as the world to come, but in the Kabbalah, it's translated as the world that is coming. What is the difference between the two translations? The world to come never arrives. It's always in the future. The world that is coming is a process. It will arrive. Both translations are accurate according to the world, to the Hebrew of Olam Haba. We will start with the Lashem Yichud after we say the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach in a whisper. Lashem Yichud Kudshabri Hu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urshimu Udhilu Udhilu Urshimu Liakta Lashem Yudhe Bavate The Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayino Amadunai Elohino Alena Maseya Den Kunene Alena Maseya Den Kunenehu. I have been thinking about why we say amen after blessings. And if you're just hearing a Lashem Yichud, there's no action associated with it. And we live in the world of action, Olam Asiya, the world of action. So it would be a good idea to say, not necessarily amen, although that would be appropriate, but possibly the word emet, truth. And that will manifest the essence of the Lashem Yichud, which is unifying the four letters of Hashem's name. Letter O, letter Yud, the letter He, the letter Vav, and the letter He. Chapter 45, verse 28. Vayomer Yisrael Ravod Yosef B'ni Chayelcha Ve'erenu B'terem Amut. Chapter 46, verse 1. Vayisa Yisrael v'kol asher lo vayavo be'era shava vayisbach v'vachim le'elohei aviv Yitzhak vayomer Elohim li'Yisrael b'marot ha'layla vayomer Yaakov, Yaakov, Vayomer Anochi, Ha'el Elohe, Avicha, Al Tira, Merda Mitzrayma, Ki Legoy Gadol Asimcha Sham, Anochi Ered Imcha Mitzrayma, V'anochi ha'alcha gam alo v'yosef yashit yado al einecha v'yakam Yaakov mibe'er shava v'yisu b'nei Yisrael et Yaakov avihem v'et tapat Tapam v'et neshechem ba'agalot l'asher shalach laro l'aseet oto v'ayichu et miknechem v'et Sham Asher Achshu Ba'eretz Kenan Yavo Mitzrayma Yaakov Kozaro Ito Banavu Nevanavito Venotavu Not Banavu Kozaro Hevio Ito Mitzrayma. That's the completion of the reading in Hebrew. Let us begin our study of the English. Chapter 45, verse 28. And Israel said, "Enough! My son Joseph is still alive. I will go and see him before I die." Chapter 46, verse 1. And Israel and all that was his set out and came to Beersheba, and he slaughtered sacrifices to Elohim of his father Isaac. I need to make sure it's Elohim, and it is Elohim. Verse 2. And Elohim said to Israel in visions of the night, and he said, "Yaakov, Yaakov." And he said, "Here I am." The word for "here I am" is hineni, and it's spelled hey nun nun yud. Hineni is a gematria of 115, which is the Hebrew word chazak. You're familiar with chazak because we say it at the end of each Torah scroll. Not Torah scroll, but at the end of each book of the Torah. Hineni, or chazak, it's an indication of strength. That's the translation of chazak. And when you say, "Here I am," it's not just "here I am." It's "here I am" with an emphasis on, "I'm willing to do what you request." It's a very powerful expression. I'm here to serve you. I'm here to do, I have the strength to be with you. Verse 3. I am Elohim, the Elohe of your father. Do not be afraid of going down to Egypt. For there I will make you into a great nation. The translation is slightly corrupted because in the Hebrew, it doesn't say your father, it says Isaac. Why would it say Isaac? Because the same reason there are eight verses. It's referring to the Olam Haba because Isaac is the metaphor. Isaac represents the soul after the Mashiach, after Olam Haba comes into the world, after the tikkun is completed. Verse 5, and Jacob arose from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried their father Jacob and their young children and their wives in the wagons Paro had sent to carry him. And they took their livestock and their possessions that they had acquired in the land of Canaan, and they came to Egypt, Jacob and all his descendants with him, his sons and his sons' sons with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters, and all his descendants he brought with him to Egypt. That is the completion of the study for today. We'll now transfer to the Perek Shira. But before we do that, does anyone have any questions? On the Perek Shira, we're in the fifth paragraph of chapter 1. Gan Eden Omer Uri Tzafon Uvoi Teman Hafichi Gan Yizlu Besamav Yado Hodilan No Weokal Pri Migaradav. This is a verse from Song of Songs. The Garden of Eden is saying, arouse yourself, O north, and come, O south. Blow upon my garden. Let its spices flow out. Let my beloved come to his garden and eat of its precious fruit. Now, most people, in this version I'm reading, adds the word wind to the north, and some to add the word wind to the south, because otherwise, what is it talking about? But I'm of the opinion that that additional word wind should not be added, because north is a spiritual concept. North is Givurah, south is Chesed. The Garden of Eden is saying, arouse yourself, Givurah, and come, Chesed, blow upon my garden. Let its spices flow out. Do spices flow? What is the meaning of flow? It's referring to Shefa. But I am going to give you another insight right after the next verse. Gehi no momer miki ha. Hishbiya nefesh shokeka benefesh reava mile tov. This is a psalm. This is a verse from Psalms 107. Gehinom is saying, for he has satisfied the longing soul and has filled the hungry soul with good. Follow the pattern here, and this is the insight I want to leave you with. The heavens are saying, that's the first verse in chapter 1. Then the earth is saying, Then the Garden of Eden is saying. Then Gehinnom is saying. Is the Garden of Eden different than the earth? Are we saying, is the Perek Shirah giving us a hint, if not actual knowledge? The heavens are Zeranpin, the earth is Malchut. What is the Garden of Eden? And why is the Garden of Eden interposed between Malchut and Gehinnom? There's another verse right after that called the wilderness, which we may have time to study today. We will have to see. But how does the wilderness different than the earth, or different than why is it these terms have such meaning? The wilderness is midaber. You remember, does that word sound familiar to you? Midaber is bamidbar. This flow of these verses are teaching us about the creation, about the structure of the creation, which is about the Sephirot. But if you read it literally, just as the words heaven, earth, Garden of Eden, Gehinnom, wilderness, and below that is another verse called fields. If you look at these structures, you're learning about the structure of the creation and how the various Sephirot relate to each other, their order of creation, their order of descent, but you're also learning about a clearer understanding of the Garden of Eden is something that is not of this earth. And the wilderness is not of this earth. But how can that be? And that's the emphasis on what is the difference between spiritual and physical. Is the wilderness on the earth? Yes, but it's a different essence than the cultivated fields where human activity takes place. It's a different consciousness. Does anybody have any questions about what I've just said? We have a few minutes left, and we could read some more verses, but I think it would be confusing. I said I would, but my thinking is it's only 5 minutes left, 4 minutes left, so I'm going to stop here. Today's classes at 11 o'clock, we will have our class on Musar. And we are starting a new Sefer. Our Deep Zohar class at 4:30, we'll be continuing our study of the Parasha Vayera. And at 7 o'clock, we have questions and answers. If you... have any questions, you do not have to send them to me in advance, but if you'd like to, it helps me to answer them. So I wish you all a beautiful day. And reminding you that it is the custom on Thursday night in Orthodox tradition and in many other of the types of forms of Judaism, the reform, the renewal, etc. It is a tradition to have Chinese food, actually to go out to a Chinese restaurant. Of course, this is not a time to go out to a Chinese restaurant. But having Chinese food will continue the process. The question is, why Chinese restaurants? Rabbi Berg indicated that the lost tribe of Reuben is in China. And many of our previous incarnations, not necessarily the last incarnation, but earlier incarnations, many of us have a liking to Chinese food, not because it's spicy, not because it's a different palate, different taste for the palate, but because it's a hint to us about our connection to China. Having lived there in one or many of our previous lifetimes. The other reason that we eat Chinese food has to do with the influence of the Western world and its celebration of the false birth date associated with the man from Nazareth. Are there any other questions? If not, Shalom Gadol. Have much peace and happiness in your life today. Shalom to all.
Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Thank you.